Jesus tells us in the Word of God that if you decide to be a follower of Jesus Christ, then you need to expect trouble. It's an expectation.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Jobe, and the program that you're listening to is called Straight Talk. I'm a pastor in the city of Chicago. I've been pastoring for quite a few years in a church called New Life Community Church. We're a multi-site church that meets in and around the city of Chicago. I have a deep burden to see this city transformed and each neighborhood experiencing the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. And it's my joy and privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to thousands of people, not only on Sundays, but also via the airwaves in the Chicagoland area. So many of you have been so supportive, so encouraging. I know some of you stay up late at night after your bedtime just to listen to this program. Some of you have told me that, and I know that. And I'm sure that I put some of you to sleep with this program. And if that helps you go to sleep, well, hey, God bless you and keep listening. But I just want to encourage you to pray for the city of Chicago and the outlying suburbs that we refer to as Chicagoland. I believe that Chicago is a pivotal city in the course of this nation. With almost 10 million people in greater Chicagoland, this had been a center of power and a center of spiritual influence and a center that persuades and influences the rest of the nation. I've been praying for years that God would do something extraordinary in this great city of ours, and I believe that my eyes will see that. I've seen so much happening already. I just came together with a group of men recently that are believing God to see literally hundreds of churches, 400 churches planted in the next few years throughout the city of Chicago and surrounding neighborhoods. These church plants will be from different groups and different denominations, but Christian people bringing the gospel witness to neighborhoods. So would you pray that God would open up doors all over the city of Chicago? Would you pray that churches would be planted, that the existing churches would be strengthened, and that God would move in this city so that we would not be known as a city of violence, but that we would be known as a city where God has moved and is moving in incredible ways? Let's get ready for today's message.
Indeed. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everybody. Today, Pastor Mark is going to be continuing in his series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. And today his message is called Living with Trouble. Let's get right into the message. The text will be found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
How many of you know that as long as you're alive, there will be trouble? Hey, trouble is all over the place. And trouble is just a part of life. You're not living if you haven't experienced some trouble. And today I want to talk to you about that very concept out of our series entitled Turn Your World Upside Down, Defiance. We're doing a verse-by-verse study through the book of 1 Thessalonians. As I look at this passage, I'm reminded that we need to expect trouble. If you don't expect trouble, it'll catch you by surprise. How about it? If you've never had a baby, which I haven't personally, but I've been by my wife's side when she did. And if you never had a baby and never knew that it was going to be trouble, I mean pushing and grunting and difficult and painful. If no one ever warned you about that, in the middle of labor pain, you'd be saying, what's happening here? What's happening? Because you didn't expect pain, and so then when it comes, you're surprised by it. Hey, if no one ever told you that marriage isn't always agreeing 100%, If no one ever told you that, hey, do you realize that there will be disagreements in your marriage, that sometimes you're not going to agree, and sometimes you may even get so upset at each other that it turns into a fight and you don't talk to each other for a day or two? If no one ever told you that marriage will have its disagreements, then your first fight, you would say, what's happening to us? Maybe I made the wrong decision. I never knew that there was going to be any fights at all. I thought we would just walk in and finish each other's sentences. He would always agree with me. Well, if no one ever told you there'd be disagreements, then when a disagreement happens, you're shocked by it. If no one ever told you that raising children sometimes would get difficult, and the first time your child disobeys or has an attitude, you would be shocked by it. Why? Because if you don't expect something, when it happens to you, you're shocked that it's happening. Jesus tells us in the Word of God that if you decide to be a follower of Jesus Christ, then you need to expect trouble. It's an expectation. Trouble will be there when you follow Jesus Christ. Expect that your following Jesus Christ will generate some trouble in your life. So you need to have a stance of expectation. When I was in high school, I wrestled for 1 year. And one of the very first things that they taught us in wrestling was that we were to expect that the opponent was going to try to take you down. And so there's a stance to get ready for the opponent. It's an offensive stance. Have you ever seen a wrestling match where someone just kind of walks on the wrestling mat like this and just says, okay, I'm ready, come get me? No. That's not how you do it. You know that the opponent is going to try to take you down. So if I still remember, it was something like this. You crouch down a little bit. Make sure your right leg is behind you to sustain you in case he comes at you. You get in a position where you're not easily taken down. You raise your hands so that you are ready for your opponent. And so you get ready because you expect that he is going to come and try to take you down. You are ready for his attack. You are in a position of expectation. I run into many believers that are facing life not like this, but are facing life like this. And when they get knocked down, when they get derailed, when they're on the ground yelling uncle, they wonder, what happened to me? I'm not sure what happened to my life. Why is this trouble in my life? Hey, did you not know that Jesus told his disciples, expect trouble? Trouble will come your way. Be ready for trouble. Make sure that you are standing firm and strong because trouble will be there, so just get ready for it. In fact, in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have what? Okay, say it out loud. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. Oh, I love this. I have overcome the world. What Jesus was saying is that you're going to have trouble in this world, so you might as well just expect that it's part of life. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So I want you to look for a moment to 1 Thessalonians, because we're in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and I'm going to read a few verses out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. I'd like for us to stand for the reading of the word, please. 1 Thessalonians 2, 17 through 20. But brothers, when we were torn away from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longings, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan stopped us. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown, in which we glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and our crown. Word of the Lord. You may be seated. So today, as we study the Bible, I want to help you to understand that Jesus taught us and the Apostle Paul teaches us that trouble is something that we need to expect and be ready for. So I want to give you four expectations to have when you face trouble. When you're living with trouble, you need to remember what to expect. If you're taking notes, write this down. Number one, expect moments of intense spiritual opposition aimed at keeping you away from people who will help you grow. The Apostle Paul is telling these Thessalonians, he started a church in the city of Thessalonica, and as soon as he left, because he had to leave because they ran him out of town, he was worried about how they would do. He was concerned about their spiritual progress. He knew that they were having trouble, and he was worried that they would come under such persecution and trouble that maybe some of them would fall away from their faith because of this trouble. So he writes them and says, "Hey, when I was torn away from you, you were never out of my thoughts. We had an intense longing and made every effort to come to see you. For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did, again and again." But what happened, even though he wanted to come to see them? What's it say there? "But Satan stopped us." Now here's what I want you to understand. This is really, really important for you to understand. Expect trouble. But when you're in the middle of trouble, one of the tactics of the enemy to make that trouble really derail you is he employs what I call the separation technique or the roadblock technique. Paul said, "I tried to come and see you several times, again and again. But every time I tried to come and see you, I was blocked from getting there." Now, he doesn't tell us how he was blocked. He doesn't tell us it may have been circumstances. It may have been people that were trying to get his life. It may have been that he wasn't able to travel or sickness or disease or whatever it may be. We don't know how he was blocked. But we do know this, that it was Satan who blocked him. Now, what was Satan trying to do? Satan was trying to keep people that were discouraged from someone that could really encourage them.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Living with Trouble, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we are in chapter 1. Pastor Mark's message tonight is called Living with Trouble.
You see, one of the tactics of the enemy when you're going through a trial or tribulation is to try to separate you from people that could bring encouragement, faith, and hope to your life. If he can keep you roadblocked, then on your own, you start to get discouraged. You start to buy into the lies. You start to lose hope. You start to go in a spiral downward. If he can keep you roadblocked from help that can come your way, then suddenly on your own, in your isolation, you begin to lose hope and oftentimes can be vulnerable to the attack of the enemy because the enemy has roadblocked you. Now, as I started thinking about this, I started realizing that there are various kinds of roadblocks that keep people. Sometimes it's the roadblocks that we put up ourselves. You may be here this morning with a roadblock. Maybe you're experiencing a major trial today. It could be a trial in your marriage. It could be a financial trial. It could be a health trial. It could be a a struggling with some kind of temptation in your life that's really beating you down. And you walk into church and in this gathering today, and even though there's help around you, maybe there's roadblocks that you put up. Here's some of the common roadblocks that people put up, emotional roadblocks. Roadblocks like, no one really cares how I'm doing. So I'm really not going to open up my heart and share with anybody because I don't think anybody cares. And if I were gone or never came back, I don't think anybody would miss me. You know what that roadblock does? It puts a roadblock to allow people into your life so no one gets into your life because you hold them at a distance. Or sometimes it's the roadblock of, I don't really belong here. People around here are different than me. They don't seem to have the struggles that I have. They don't seem to be going through the same kind of difficulty that I have. They would never understand what I'm going through. So therefore, it keeps you isolated in that roadblock of no one really understands what I'm going through because no one can really relate to me. I've seen that happen. You know, you can be in a crowd of people, of 1,000 people, and feel like there's no one, even though help is very close, there's no access to that help because there's a roadblock. We sent a team down to Haiti. I had a nephew that went down there as well. And he said that outside when the earthquake happened in Haiti, he said that there were people that were literally starving, lack of food, lack of clean water, and lack of medical supplies. And when he flew into the airport, he saw stacks of food and medical supplies and water that was there. Outside of the airport, people were dying. It was right there accessible. So he drove in there one day and just got some people and took some of the supplies to get it out there. It's not that it wasn't available. It's that there were roadblocks to keep it from getting to the people. You could be in a place like this with 1,400 believers on Sunday morning, with tons of people that have encouragement gifts and ability to pray, that love Jesus, that have been through a lot, that encourage your soul, and you could be here with all of that around you and not allow it to seep into your life and soul because you have roadblocks that keep the good that's there from touching your heart and your soul. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And I believe that that's what the enemy uses. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 through 26, it says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. So remember, the first thing I want you to expect that trouble will be there, but expect that in the middle of the trouble, that Satan will try to isolate you from people that can encourage you. In the middle of your toughest trouble, that's really when you need to be in the house of God, and that's really when you need to be in a Bible study group. But oftentimes, it's in the middle of those situations that we isolate ourselves and we let ourselves become discouraged. And Paul says in this passage, Satan stopped us, for what is our hope, our joy, our crown, in which we glory in the presence of our Lord when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. I have to tell you that I can relate to what Paul has to say. One of the greatest joys of my heart is to see people that have started out here, that have come to Christ, that have gotten baptized, to see them growing in God and going forward and not losing their faith and becoming strong and helping other people come to God and passing it down to their children and becoming active. One of the saddest things of my heart, unfortunately, I've been pastoring for 25 years, and one of the saddest things of my soul is to see someone that starts out in God and they start out well, but because of troubles in their life and isolation in their life, they get derailed and they fall away from God. One of the saddest things of my life is as a shepherd to see them when they've fallen away from God, because I know who they could be. And I know what God could do in their lives. And I know the plans and purposes that God has for them. But when they get derailed, when they fall away, it's a sadness to see where their life can end up
instead of the purposes and plans of God for their life. The second thing I want you to expect when we talk about troubles is expect seasons of troubles will be a part of your spiritual destiny, so prepare for it. Verse 1 of chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, so when we could stand it no longer, Paul said, I couldn't stand not knowing how you were doing. I just couldn't stand not knowing it. Have you ever had someone that you really loved that was somewhere that you couldn't get in touch with them? And you just want to know how they're doing, want to know that they're okay. And it just burdens you not to know that. When my son and Josiah and Ozzy went to Africa 2 years ago, there was no way of really contacting them easily. And so I know my wife and I were praying for them, but we really wanted to know that they're okay. And it was hard not knowing, hey, are you okay? We really want to know that you're okay and a lion hasn't eaten you, or you're not being boiled in some pot by some tribe that really wanted missionary meat to eat. We want to know that. And it burdens you not to know how someone is doing. And Paul is saying, we were burdened. We wanted to know how you are doing. So since they could not find out, Paul says, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. He was in a different city. And so he sent his young protege, his apprentice Timothy, to go back to these believers to find out how they were doing. So he says, we sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith. Notice what verse 3 says. So that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. Destined for what? Destined for these trials. In fact, Paul says, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted. And it turned out that way, as you know. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying that he warned these believers that when they came to Christ, he warned them, you will experience trials in your life, so be ready for them. In fact, he tells us in this passage, he uses the word so that no one would be, the NIV says, unsettled by these trials. That word unsettled means shaken or disturbed or cajoled out of your faith. It's almost like you're on a rail and you get shaken so much that you fall off that rail. This past week on the news, we heard of a train that derailed and almost 100 train cars fell off the rails with flammable liquid. Did you see that on the news? And they were having trouble putting the fires out. It's the same concept here. Paul says, some of you are going through trials. Those trials are shaking you so much that we were afraid that you would be derailed by those trials, that you would be so shocked by the trials, so burdened by it, that you would walk away from God or lose your faith or stop focusing on God and all you could focus is on your trial, and that you would be derailed from your walk with God. He uses that word, the idea of being shaken so much. And he says, hey, we forewarned you. So I want to do what Paul did. If you're new in Christ today, if you're a new follower of Christ, or you're just starting out with your walk in God, or maybe you've been walking with God for quite some time, can I warn you? You're going to experience some troubles in your life. Some of those troubles are going to be so severe that if you're not careful, it will literally take your faith away. Some of the trials that you're going to experience will be so tough, so powerful, so shaking of your faith that if you're not careful, a year from now, going through a severe trial of your life could cause you no longer to worship God. You can become so consumed in your trial, so overwhelmed by it, so discouraged by it, so burdened and beaten down by it, that it could literally shake your faith in God and keep you from following Him anymore because you never expected that you were going to be hit by a trial so big.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Defiance, Turning Your World Upside Down. And tonight was the first half of his message called Living with Trouble. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book called Unstuck is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself for the evening. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great night, and God bless.